Good day, dear listeners. I welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host today is Timothy Akinshola. Faith is a major topic through the Bible. It was emphasized through using many illustrations and examples to drive home the point. Many a times, most of us usually associate faith with believing, hoping, and a confidence that things will happen in the way we desire them to be. From a little study, we understand that faith is always associated with some level of expectations. Most times, when we desire to see something happen, we place our expectations on it. Faith is listed as a fruit and as a gift of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 4 and 9. Now, there are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Faith is produced in a believer by the Holy Spirit. How do I mean? Romans chapter 10 verse 17 provides the answer. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, the development of faith as a fruit in a child of God goes through a process, the first of which is hearing. This is hearing physically and inwardly. Exposure to the word of God through different means brings about the hearing of faith. The word goes through the physical ears, and because those words are spirit and life, penetrates into the heart of a man to bring about full persuasion on the subject matter. Hearing has to do with continuous receiving of the word to the transformation of the soul. With faith, you can see the invisible and do the impossible. A believer is not called to live a natural life, but supernatural and extraordinary life. Therefore, to operate at that level, you must live by faith. The eye of your understanding must be enlightened by the word of God, and this generates faith needed to overcome a difficult situation. Faith is not sweet talk, as some count it. It is not the ability to do whatever you wish at any time. Also, it is not the propagation of the flesh to fulfill its lustful desires. Faith is pure and holy. It is a trust in the faithful God. It is a staunch belief in the grace of God to save, heal, and deliver. It is expressed to give glory to God. God honors your faith when it is expressed in humility and adoration. Let me share with you this very profound story about faith. A young man applied for an admission into the university to study a particular course. After the whole admission process, he found that there was no admission for him, as stated on the prospective applicant's portal. Before applying, he had prayed and God had given him a promise that as you apply, it is yours and secure. But his name was not on the admission list. He called those he knew. He was told there will always be a jam every year, so try again next year. The brother repented from calling people to listening to God's promise alone. Whose reports are you going to believe, God or man? He thought within himself. Ask Father Abraham, who did he believe in? He believed in God who called those things that be not as though they were, the God that can raise the dead. And he can do all things. He has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Abraham, against all hope, believed in hope by giving praise and glory to God. That young man continued to believe in God, and he was fully persuaded that he who has promised is able to bring it to pass. All of a sudden, mountain-moving faith came alive in him. The brother traveled to the school, praying and trusting God for a miracle. Having been established in faith in the word of God, with no admission letter, he gathered the tuition fee and acceptance fee. He went into the campus and started praying throughout the land and admission office premises. Suddenly, an angel of favor showed up. A woman asked, "What do you want here?" He replied, "I need an admission. I was not given an admission." "All right, I know what to do," she said. She introduced the young man to another person who took the case up. He told the admission officer, "I don't know this boy, but I need to help him." Right there in his office, the officer said, "Go and start receiving lectures. You have been admitted. Come back for your matriculation number." And that settled it. Praise the Lord. You see, faith works when it is applied to glorify the name of the Lord. You must have received the promise of God before you begin to act on faith. Finally, faith works by love, according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. Love is the oil that makes the wheel of faith move. Let me repeat that. Love is the oil that makes the wheel of faith move. Your faith must be applied through love. Dear friend, give yourself wholly to the word of God and bear the fruit of faith. I pray that your faith will so develop to the point that it moves mountain in the name of the Lord. If you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, today is another opportunity. Invite Jesus into your life and he will transform your heart. For comments and prayers, write to us at thehealingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you. Amen.